Thank the Lord.
今天我们又来到，我今天又能够来到这里，弟兄姊妹面对面。
Today I'm able to come here to see you face to face.
没有开始以前，我想我们还是得祷告，仰望这位坐在宝座上的神，得胜的主。
Before we start, shall we all look to the very God who sits on the throne, the victorious God?
亲爱的恩主，我们感谢你，都是你的厚恩，你的大爱，把我们吸引到你的跟前。
Dear Lord, gracious Lord, it is because of your abundant grace and tremendous love that have drawn us near to you.
主，我们一起来到你宝座的跟前。
Lord, together we come before your throne of grace.
主，你的宝座要存到永永远远。
Lord, your throne endures forever and ever.
你的宝座亘古久有，太初就已经立定了。
Your throne is of old, is of established from the very beginning.
亲爱的恩主，今天早晨，这是你得胜的日子。
Dear gracious Lord, today is your day of victory.
是你的日子，圣日。
It is your day, your holy day.
主啊，你是说死人已经败坏了那掌死权的魔鬼，释放了我们这一生 ，impass our new to death.
Lord, you have destroyed the devil through the death, and you have set us all free who for fear of death are all our lifetime in bondage of slave.
因着你死，又从死里复活。今天我们得到永远的生命。
And because of your death and risen again from the dead, today we have received this eternal life.
我们也感谢父神，你竟爱我们，用你儿子的宝血洗净了我们的罪，让我们成为君王，做父神的祭司。
We also thank our Heavenly Father who has loved us and released us from our sins in, our son, in your Son's blood. And today, we have become the priest and a kingdom to our Father.
但愿珍贵荣耀都归给你。但愿珍贵和荣耀都归给我们的主。
May all the glory and honor be unto our Lord.
亲爱的主，都是你的恩典，我们清晨的早晨，我们就一起来歌颂赞美我们的救赎主。
Dear Lord, it is all your grace that early in the morning we come together to sing praises and bless our Redeemer.
我们要称颂你，赞美你，敬拜你，感谢你。
We will sing your praises and we will bless you and we will give thanks to you.
我们没有什么可以献上给你的。所有的一切都是你赐给我们的。
We have nothing to offer to you because everything that we have is given to us by you.
主，我们用感谢为祭，我们献给你，荣耀你的名。
We will offer you this sacrifice of thanksgiving to glorify your name.
主，我们把以下的点时间我们交托给主。
Lord, we simply commit the remaining time to you.
主啊，但愿你显出你的德胜。
Lord, show us your victory.
带领你的仆人也能够得胜。
May your servant gain the victory also.
带领我们翻译的姊妹也能得胜。
And also lead the sister who translates to victory.
主啊，我们一起仰望坐在宝座上的神。
Together we look to the very one who sits on the throne.
圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，万军的耶和华。
Holy, holy, holy.The King of Kings.
你的荣耀充满全地，你的荣耀今天也充满在这个会所。
Let your glory fill the earth and as well as today's meeting place.
我们看见你的荣耀，看见你的宝座，看见你的得胜。
Let us see your glory, see your victory, and see your throne.
西安的民啊，我们应当欢呼，应当歌唱。
Daughters of Zion, let's rejoice, let's sing aloud.
主啊，愿你与你仆人的灵、半夜姊妹的灵同在。
Lord, be with the spirit of your servant and with your maid servant.
叫我们里面的灵能够刚强起来、活泼起来。
So that our inner strength will, inner spirit will be strengthened and will become lively.
我们更需要你的恩与我与犯罪的同在。
We especially ask for your grace to be with me and with your translator.
我们不靠自己，靠那叫使人复活的神。
But we do not depend on ourselves, but on the very one who gives life to the dead.
神的国不在乎言语，在乎你的全能。
And the kingdom of God is not in eating and also drinking, but power.
就把这样一个能力赐给我们。
Lord, grant us this power.
给我们有口才。
Give us utterance.
有个刚强的灵。
Spirit of strength.
更为在座的每一位，我们都有受教的耳朵。
May everyone sitting here have the ear that's teachable.
特别是为这些年轻人。
Especially for the young people.
讲英文的。
Those who are English speaking.
主，你自己来翻译，你的灵来翻译，把这些话让他们听得懂。
Lord, you yourself, may your spirit do the interpretation so that they will understand.
感恩荣耀全能都归给这位现在进展。以后永在的全能的神。
May the glory and dominion be with the one who is, who was, and who is to come.
归给这位得胜的羔羊，得胜又得胜，你还要得胜，永远得胜。
To the overcoming Lamb who is bent on conquering, who is victorious forever and ever.
但愿怜悯、仁爱、平安，多多的加给我。
May grace, peace, and mercy be multiplied to us.
祷告祈求，是耶稣基督宝贝的名，得胜的名。
We ask and pray in the victorious, precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
啊，弟兄姊妹，我们来读几处圣经。
Brothers and sisters, let's start off with few passages.
啊，我们第一处来看以弗所书。
First is Ephesians.
我想很熟的一段经文。
A passage familiar to a lot of us.
我们不全部念吧。我们就念一段。
We will not read the whole chapter.
我们都知道保罗为着以弗所的教会，但愿能够把智慧，但愿主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，能够把智慧和启示的能够赏给他们。使他们真知道他，能够明白我们神的那个旨意启示。
Here Paul is praying for the Ephesians, all the saints, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give them the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of God of His will.
我们特别注意的就是第三个启示。
Let's pay a special.Attention to the three revelations here.
十九节
Verse 19.
并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等的厚大，这个能力大得不得了。
We read especially the third revelation that all the saints would know what is the exceeding greatness of God's power.
就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力，使他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己宝座的右边。你就看到那个复活的大能，没有一个能力比能够叫主从死里复活的能力更大的。
Toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead.And seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places. Here you see the power of resurrection. There is none greater power than this.
感谢主，这个能力今天也在你我信的人心也有这么的大能大力。
Thank the Lord today in you and me who believe, we also have the same power.
二十一节，远超过一切。执政的、掌权的、有能的、主治的和一切两个一切有名的，不但是今世的、来世的，都已经超过了。还什么能够超过这个能力的？执政的、掌权的，当然是说天上的那一个撒旦魔鬼，现在他在空中
Our Lord is seated at the right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion. And here it refers to Satan, the devil, and every name. There are twice it's mentioned, every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. Is there any greater power than all this? Is there anything that our God cannot overpower? Since the Lord has overcome, and all of us will also overcome because of the very faith we have in Him.
22节, 教会使他的身体是那充满万有者所充满的，这是教会。
Verse 22, and he put all things under his feet, gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. That's us, his body, the church.
希伯来书第二章,
Hebrews chapter 2,
14节,
Verses 14 and 15. We will read this verse, these two verses in English to save some time. 2:14 Hebrews. Inasmuch then as the children have partaken of flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared in the same, that through death he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is the devil, and release those who, through fear of death, were all their lifetime subject to bondage.
感谢神，谁做死，一般人看来死就完了，对不对？死了还有能做什么？感谢主，神，我们的主就是做死，是做复活，感谢释放了我们。
Death to most of people is the end of all things, but thank the Lord, our Lord, through his death, through his resurrection, has released us all.
约翰一书,
First John chapter 5, verse 4.
胜过了世界，弟兄姊妹，你我是不是从神生的？是不是从圣灵生的？感谢主，我们都是从神生的。那么我们就胜过了这个世界，胜过了掌死权，世界的王撒旦。
Verse 4, that's take heed, for whatever is born of God overcomes the world. Brothers and sisters, are you born of God? Are you born of the Spirit? And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. We have overcome Satan.
六节,
Verse 5.
胜过世界的是谁呢? 不是那信耶稣是神。 儿子的吗？你我不都是信耶稣基督，就是永生神的儿子吗？那么我们就是从神生的，我们就是一个得胜者。你也好，我也好，都是overcome。
Verse 5, who is he who overcomes the world but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? Don't you and I all believe in the Son of God, Jesus Christ? Thank the Lord. Therefore, he is the overcomer. So we are also the overcomers. Revelation, lastly, verse 17.
第十节，第十七章启示录。
Revelation
17, verse 4.
Verse 14. These will make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb will overcome them, for he is Lord of lords, King of kings, and those who are with him are the called, chosen, and faithful.
接下一句话, 同着羔羊的, 是谁呢? 就是蒙召被拣选, 有忠心的, 也必得胜, 弟兄姊妹, 你是不是神所拣选的? 你是不是神所蒙召的? 你若是神所拣选的, 是神所蒙召的, 你也必羔羊, 也同着得胜, 这里特别注意一个必, 一定的。
Brothers and sisters, are you the called, the chosen? If so, you will pay attention to the spirit of the verse. It says you will overcome with the Lion.
好，感谢主，这是新的一年。
We thank the Lord that this is a new year.
Happy New Year.
So Happy New Year.
我想老外美国人 Happy New Year 最多是。 假期那个五天到七天，一过了以后不happy。But
most of the people, Happy New Year is just about 5 to 7 days of holidays, and after this time is over, nothing is happy anymore.
我们中间都是中国人，按照中国人的规矩，我们过中国年呢，虽然现在还没有到，我们可以Happy New Year可以多一倍。 大概十五天，正月初一，一直到正月十五号， 这是Happy New Year， 过了以后就不Happy了。Since
most of us here are Chinese, we understand that Chinese celebrate the Lunar New Year from the very first day of January until the 15th of the January. So we have double of the time to celebrate Chinese New Year, and after it, nothing is happy anymore.
我们感谢主，我们都是属于主的。
However, we thank the Lord, we all belong to Him.
365天，每一天都有喜乐，都有平安。
So for us, the whole year, 365 days, we should all have a joy, have peace.
主耶稣在马太福音，不是约翰福音16章。 他怎么讲的？他说：“你们在世上有苦难，在我里面有什么？有平安，平安就是喜乐。Hell，连文这个平安就是喜乐，平安和喜乐分不开的。”In
John 16, thank the Lord, he says that in the world you have tribulation, but in me you have peace. And peace in its original is actually happiness. These two, joy and happiness, and these two cannot be separated.
世上有苦难，在基督里面，你我是不是在基督里面？感谢主，我们永远在基督里面，基督也永远在我们里面，不会分离的。In
the world, you have tribulation, but in me, you have peace.
在基督里面就有平安。You and 你们放心，我已经胜过了这个世界。感谢神。
Since you and I are in Christ, so we have this peace and we have overcome the world.
弟兄姊妹，我们相信2022年苦难、难处、失恋，一定是比2021年多得多。
We believe in 2022, the trial of afflictions will be much more than that in
2021。你看看，2022年本来是COVID-19，我们都知道，后来有什么Delta，今年呢又来了一个什么Omicron。So
you see that last year we have this COVID-19 and then Delta, and nowadays we have Omicron.
据说Omicron 每一个人迟早都要得着。
It said that eventually everyone will contract this virus.
虽然这个他不会的死，这个丧命的很少很少的，但是你要受痛苦啊，很多人照样住在医院里面，受很多的苦啊。
Even though it may not be fatal, but still you have to suffer much. A lot of people is suffering from this Omicron and being hospitalized.
像 Delta, 他说 Delta 你感染了以后，死亡率还是蛮高的。
It's not like Delta. Once you have contracted it, the death rate is quite high.
主耶稣早已经演了，你去看看路加福音二十一章、马太福音二十四章，特别是路加福音二十一章。二十一章主耶稣说，在他来的以前，还不是最后的七年呢，就是我们现在所处的一个时代。我们不但是在last。 Last time, 我们病情是已经到了 last hour, 实在是非常接近出来的时间了。But
actually, the Lord Jesus Christ has prophesied all these in Luke 21 and Matthew 24, and this prophecy refers not even to the seven-year tribulation yet, and it tells us that we are truly in the last time, in the last hour of the last time.
主耶稣说：“民要攻大民，国要攻大国，到处都有饥荒、瘟疫，瘟疫就是今天的 COVID-19，瘟疫，还有呢地震，到处你看看2022年，到处是火烧，多少地方是大水，还有多少地方是冰雹，哎呀，这个大的风暴、风雪，哎呀，不得了！你今天打开报纸，你看看。”
还有多少的苦难，世上有苦难，在我里面，你们有平安喜乐。Just as the Lord has predicted that, think of what has happened the last year. You see that all the plagues, all the famine, fire, big storms is being all over the world, suffering and suffering. Yet the Lord says that, in the world, you have tribulation, but in me, you have peace and joy.
民要比共大民，国要共大国。最近有没有看到一个消息，就是美国和苏联现在正在谈判，谈什么？苏联将要占领乌克兰，但是美国绝对不同意。哎呀，你看国和国之间哪个矛盾，哪个冲突？
很容易就会的发生。And the Lord also says the kingdom will rise against kingdom, nations against kingdom. Have you watched the news lately that there is a big conflict between the United States and Russia, that Russia is trying to invade Ukraine, and the states, the United States would never allow this to happen. So you see all the friction, all the confrontation between the two countries.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道有没有同你们交通过这个约翰福音二十章，你去看，主耶稣复活以后给我们三件最宝贵的礼物，你有没有记得？约翰福音二十章最后的一段。
Brothers and sisters, I don't know if I have shared with this with you after the Lord is risen from the dead in John 20. The Lord has given us three most precious things. If you read the very last passage,
第一件就是平安,
the first thing
喜乐,
is peace,
平安,
and joy.
喜乐,
peace and joy.
主耶稣向门徒显现第一句话就是愿你们平安，像说玛利亚也是愿你们平安，就是喜乐。
Every time the Lord appeared, the first thing he says is, peace be with you, as he said so to the disciples as well as to Mary.
第二件事就是父怎么差遣我，我也要差遣你们。
The second thing is, as the Father has sent me, so I sent you.
我想我这里就不解释，你们都知道什么叫差遣，做什么。
I won't have to explain much on this. I think you all understand what it means to be sent.
第三件事，就像他们吹一口气，做什么？你们要领受什么？圣灵，还有什么一个礼物比圣灵更宝贝的？感谢神，你我里面都有你，圣灵就在我们里面。
The third precious thing the Lord has given us is to breathe on them. Thank the Lord. You and I both have the indwelling Holy Spirit. And is there anything more precious than this?
所以感谢主，新的一年，还真有一年，我们还是很喜乐，很平安，在基督里。
So thank the Lord as the new year dawns. So we're all joyful and we all have peace in the Lord. So happy new year again.
因为是新的一年，所以我用的一个新的题目，很简单，三个字，得胜者。
Because this is a new year, so I use this new topic. In Chinese, it's composed of three characters.
我们刚刚唱的一首诗歌，一共是四段，有十次以上提到得胜，得胜，得胜。
And that's overcomers. And just as the hymn was just saying that in it, even though it has four verses, it's it mentions overcoming 10 times.
基督得胜，所以我们也得胜。
Since Christ overcame, so we will overcome.
我们每一个神的儿女都能够胆胆地说这句话 ，I am overcome.
Every child of God can say this boldly that I am an overcomer.
不但是 overcomer， 我们是超过得胜的，对不对？罗马书第八章说。靠着爱我们的主，靠着爱我们的神，我们在一切事上，我们都可以什么胜而有余。
Not only are we overcomers, we could say we are more than overcomers. Just as in Romans, it tells us that through Him who loves us, we are more than overcomers.
More than 超过得胜。
More than overcomers, thank God.
所以我就用那个得胜者。所以今天我用了一个新的题目，因为是新的一年。但是呢，我还是有负担。弟兄姊妹还记得去年九月份、十月份，我同你们交通了两次，就是哥林多后书第十二章。
Now, since this is a new year, so I pick a new topic.That is overcomers. But do you still recall last year in September and October, I share with you on 2 Corinthians chapter 12.
我还是有点负担，今天还要有一点教导。
Today I'm still burdened to share a little bit on that topic.
所以有这个负担呢，因为它同得胜者这个题目还是有一点关系。
The reason I have the burden is because this new topic is related to the one I shared with you before.
我记得我们九月份交通的一段就是后面的一段，在这里一共有21节圣经，对不对？哥林多后书十二章有21节圣经，第一段就是第一节到第六节，这是讲到保罗提到了第三层天。乐园里面的那个光景，美好甜美的光景。
Second Corinthians chapter 12 has 21 verses, and the first 6 verses speak of Paul's wonderful, marvelous experience of his being taken up to the third heaven.
然后呢，第七节到第十节，四节圣经呢是讲到保罗。讲到恩典是够他用的这一段。
And from verse 7 to 10, Paul speaks of grace of God, and his grace is sufficient for him.
因为我上一次交通到这个看哪弟兄和睦同居嘛，我讲到后来就是说，但愿恩惠归给这个殿嘛，弟兄姊妹还记得四个恩惠，最基本的。四个恩惠，第四个就是他的恩典是够我用的。这是哥林多后书十二章的后面这个四节圣经。
Since last year, I shared with you how good and pleasant for brethren to dwell together in unity, and I mentioned that there are four basic graces that God has given to us. The last one is grace, and I mentioned that. Zerubbabel took out the capstone and put it on the temple and saying, grace, grace, grace. And then this grace is related to this second part of the 2 Corinthians chapter 12, because it speaks of the same thing, my grace is sufficient for you.
我们知道刚刚弟兄给我们念的哥林多后书第十二章那里的一段话，对不对？保罗为什么会骄傲呢？一根刺为什么架在他的身上？最后他知道神的恩典够他用的，神的能力要在人的软弱上要显得完全，所以最后保罗说，我夸自己的软弱，好叫神的能力不逼我，我什么时候软弱什么时候就刚强了。
Why is it that God gave Paul this thorn in his flesh? Therefore, Paul is able to come to the understanding that God's grace is sufficient for him, for God's strength is made perfect in weaknesses. Therefore, Paul gladly boasts in his infirmities so that the power of Christ could rest on him.
这个词句撒旦的参与就是要叫保罗不自高自大。那么他为什么要自高自大呢？就是从前面第一节到第六节就给我们看到，因为他有这个经历嘛。没有人有这样一个经历提到第三层天，提到那个论元里去嘛。他有这个经历。
Now Paul has this thorn in his flesh so that he will not become conceited and proud. And this thorn is given by Satan. And why is this Paul?Being arrogant or proud because of the first six verses experience that he has had. He has been taken up to the third heaven. Nobody has ever had this kind of experience of being taken up to the third heaven in the paradise.
感谢神，保罗不是说那个经历，是的，这个经历叫他终身难忘的，对不对？他写哥林多书的时候已经14年以前他被石头打死，他真的死了，就在这个时间他的灵魂到了乐园第三层天，我经历了这样美好的一个经历。
We thank God that Paul has never forgotten this experience which happened 14 years agobefore he wrote 2 Corinthians, because he was actually stoned to death. And then he was taken up to the third heaven, to the paradise.
所以他说我临时与基督同在本来就是好的无比的，还有什么比这个更好的，对不对？他死了到哪里去呢？灵魂我们上次讲过了，我们永远不会死的，我们的身体会死，身体会在睡觉，但是也是暂时的，当主来的时候我们的身体都要复活，身体都要改变。
That's why he could say that to be with God is far better. Because once our body fell asleep, yes, we could die physically. Our spirit and our soul will never die. Where would our spirit and soul be? Our spirit and soul will be with the Lord in the third heaven, in paradise.
虽然保罗说这是好的无比的，但是保罗所看重的，最看重的还不是这个，他最看重的就是主的那个心意，对不对？所以他到最后他说，无论怎么样，住在身里住在身外，我已经立了志向要讨主的喜欢，因为他知道我们每一个人都要站在基督的那个边上，我们要受审判的，神要照着我们所行的或者是好或者是坏，我们要得到奖赏或者得不到奖赏。
Even though this is far better according to Paul's own heart, but what he cherishes most is that he would please God. Therefore he says that I've made it my aim, whether in the body or absent, at home with the body or to be with God, I've made it my aim to be well pleasing to God, because we all have to stand before the judgment seat, that is the Bema seat, before God, to be judged for the deeds in the body according to what you have done, whether good or bad.
按照他个人来讲， 当然是最好离开这个世界，能够与主同在，对不对？好的物品。
Personally speaking, it's far better to be with the Lord.
当然，我们也知道我们的生命气息都掌管在主的手中。你就是要死，主不要你死，你也死不了。不是主今天要你死，你再想什么办法，你也避免不了。我们的生命气息都掌管在主的手中，他知道的。
God knows it all, and our breath and our life are in the hand of God. Even though you want to die, you won't be able to, because it's all appointed by God.
但是保罗的信使就是主的那个信，他就要得到奖赏。怎么能够得到奖赏呢？得到冠冕呢？同侍奉分不开的，同侍主分不开的。
But Paul's heart is just our Lord's heart, that he wants to receive this crown, receive this reward, and to do so, this can never be separated from his service.
所以保罗说，我们坦然无惧，两次提到坦然无惧，对不对？
So in 2 Corinthians, we read that twice he mentions, we are confident.
因为上面他讲我们行事为人不是凭着眼见，我们行事为人是凭着信心，所以他说我们坦然无惧。
First he says that we walk by faith not by sight, and then he says we are confident.
坦然无惧能够离开这个身体，一足同住，这个同住就是 at home with Christ。哎呀，你看这个味道，一族等于在一家住在一起一样。
And he continues to say that we are confident that if we are at home in the body, then we are absent from the Lord. But if we are absent from the Lord, we're at home with the Lord. You see, at home with the Lord.
中间没有一点间隔的，就像乐园里面一样。像亚大夏娃还没有犯罪以前一样，哎呀，与神之间的交通一点没有间隔，他同亚当和夏娃之间的交通也没有一点点的间隔。我们知道保罗是一个最属灵的人，对不对？他就是最属灵与神交通的时候，总是还有一点点的间隔，与弟兄姊妹交通，在灵里面的交通还是有那么一点距离。但是到了乐园里面，所以这是他那一种最甜美、最美好、最舒适的一种感觉，在乐园第三层天。
Do you know what is at to be at home with the Lord? It's just like that kind of fellowship between Adam and Eve with God, and Paul being such a most spiritual man, but still, as long as he is in the flesh, when he fellowships with God or among brethren, there is still that little gap, and this will never be able to be overcome until he actually is with the Lord, and there that the fellowship is so open and flowing that he is always be with the Lord, the most wonderful experience he has ever had.
今天只要我们在肉体里面，只要今天我们还在世界的里面，是撒旦掌权的世界，你我之间中间与神之间总是感觉上有一点间隔。
So today, as long as you are in the flesh as well as in the world, your fellowship with the Lord will always have that bit of gap.
在腓立比书也是一样，
Paul says the same thing in Philippians.
比利比书，保罗这个经历已经有多少年了？二十多年了，一个是14年，后来呢，我们知道他关在罗马嘛，第一次关在罗马嘛，对不对？又过了大概6年到8年，所以已经有20多年的，他还是非常的新鲜。哎呀，与主同在，第三层天的那个感觉。
And then when Paul wrote the Philippians in the prison, and this has been about 20 plus years, from the very first experience he had with the Lord in the third heaven, because 14 years ago he was, when he wrote 2 Corinthians, he was stoned to death. And then from then you add another 6 to 8 years. So when Paul actually wrote Philippians, it has been 20 plus years since he had this third heaven experience with him, the Lord.
但是他还是觉得你是与基督同在，好逗比。所以他在我两难之间到底拣选什么呢？按照他个人来讲，当然他希望离开这个世界，离开这个身体，与主同在，在一个家庭里面，一个家里面。但是呢，他接下来怎么讲？为着我成就我功夫的果子，为了能够忍耐，能够让你们在所信的道上能够喜乐，能够长进，所以呢，他说我最后选择还是与腓立比教会弟兄姊妹一同住在一起，继续的教导他们，继续的喂养他们，继续的来建造神的教会，建造神的百姓，这是将来他的冠冕的那个依据，对不对？
Yes, that experience of third heaven is ever so fresh. Therefore, he says, personally, I want to be with the Lord. Yet it's more needful for me to stay with all the brethren for the progress and for the faith, for the progress and for joy in the faith. Therefore, he says he has to stay in the flesh to continue to serve all the brethren, because this is the very basis by which he could receive a reward, a crown.
他不要满足自己，要满足主。
Therefore, he does not want to satisfy himself. Instead, he wants to satisfy the Lord.
他没有野心，保罗有一个雄心大志。
Paul does not have ambition, yet he does have this aspiration so grand and so sublime.
所以他烈烈之想要讨主的喜欢。
Therefore,
外面的大家是。
He made this his aim to be well pleasing to God in all things, so that he could receive the reward and the crown.
腓立比书第三章，你看，我烈烈之想，我只有一件事，忘记背后。努力面前，向着标杆直跑，我要得着神在基督里从上面召我来的奖赏，看重这个奖赏。
And you see that this is why he says in Philippians 3 that I have only one thing, forgetting things behind and reaching forward toward things ahead, and I press on for the prize of the goal of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Paul wants to gain that prize.
保罗看重是否可以得奖赏的一个根据。那是
保
罗林多前书第三章解释得很清楚，是金银宝石的，草木和谐的，对不对？
Paul regards very much the service, because this is the very basis by which he could receive the crown, the prize. If you read 1 Corinthians chapter 3, your service could be either of gold, silver, precious stone, or wood, hay, and stubble, wood, and hay, and straw.
所以你看路加福音第一章第一章的74节，就是这个撒加利亚的预言嘛，撒加利亚就是圣使徒约翰的，我们都知道。
In Luke chapter 1, we also read the prophecy of Zechariah, who is the father of John the Baptist.
他怎么讲的？我们既然从仇敌的手中被拯救出来，我们就可以在神的面前，底下怎么讲？终身坦然无惧，用公义圣洁来侍奉他。
And Zechariah says that we, being delivered from the hand of the enemies, are able to serve God without fear, in holiness and righteousness before Him all the days of our life.
是我们终身的侍奉。
We serve Him all the days of our life.
一直到你死。
Until you die.
一直到你身体有了病，没有办法侍奉。
Until you're so sick physically, you cannot serve anymore.
众生不是这位神，哎呀，这是我们母大的恩典，恩典他是万王之王，万主之主，今天我们能够服侍他，这个恩典有多大，弟兄姊妹，你们想一想。
Brothers, sisters, imagine this surpassing greatness of his grace, that we could serve him, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, all the days of our life.
我一直记得江弟兄，我们的江守道弟兄，他常常提醒我们一句话，他说，你我不要忘掉我们的 vocation, 我们的 vocation, 我们的职业是什么？我们的职业就是服侍主，其他都是 advocation, 副业。可能我们中间有做护士的，做医生的，做工程师的，有各种各样的职业，这个职业是你的副业，你的正业就是服侍主。像我没有副业的，专职的服侍，不是谁，所以你们比我更辛苦，对不对？
I always remember Brother Stephen Kang's word that our only vocation is to serve God, and all our earthly occupations are simply our avocation. Just like among us, some of you are doctors, nurses, engineers, and so that's your avocation. Like me, I have no other avocation. My only vocation is to serve the Lord, so I can see you work much harder than I.
弟兄姊妹，你们去读希伯来书第十二章，保罗说什么呀？我们既然得到了那不能震动的果，所以我们应当什么？我们应当感恩，照着他所喜欢的，用虔诚敬畏的心来侍奉他，因为神是烈火，我们都记得了。
Brothers and sisters, did you know that Hebrews 12 tells us, since we are receiving a kingdom that can never be shaken, let's all have grace to serve God acceptably with awe and reverence, for our God is consuming fire.
神给我们这么大的荣耀，把那个不能震动的国给了我们，哎呀，这么大的荣耀恩典，那么你怎么感恩呢？怎么表示你里面一个感恩呢？就是侍奉神。
What great glory and grace God has given us because He has given us this kingdom unshakable, then how do you show your gratitude? That's to serve Him.
什么叫烈火？神乃是烈火。两个解释，一个解释就是你今天所做的工都是草木和谐的，那一天我就把你一把就烧尽了，什么都没有。
What does it mean that God is consuming fire? Now, there are two explanations to this. First, today your work is all of wood, hay, and straw. So on that very day, the fire will consume it all.
这个火就是他圣洁的，所以我们服侍他也要趁着虔诚敬畏的心来服侍他。为什么我们服侍这位主是绝对圣洁的？脱下你的鞋子，把你的鞋子脱掉，你所站的乃是圣地，对不对？耶稣亚讲，对着摩西讲，都讲这个话。
Another,
圣洁的，我是圣洁的。
Another explanation tells us that God is holy, His consuming fire. Therefore, just as Joshua says, take off your sandals.Because where you stand is the holy ground.
弟兄姊妹，你看保罗写信给罗马教会十六章，提到二十几个人的名字，你去看看。
Brothers and sisters, if you read Romans, the very last chapter, when Paul greeted all the brothers and sisters, that he has greeted more than 20 of them.
你就看到保罗看中的是什么。
Here you can see what is that Paul regards most.
第一个提到的我们都知道谁啊？女执事腓力，对不对？女执事腓力。
Who's the first one mentioned by him? We all know it's the deaconess Phoebe.
你再读下去，为什么我们保罗提到他的名字？劳苦的服侍。
And then if you continue to read,
弟兄姊妹，不是教会，不是保罗，这就是腓力。
If you continue to read on, why is it Paul greeted her first? Because she labored and toiled to serve Paul and to serve all the brothers and sisters.
第二提到谁?
Who is the second person that's been mentioned?
亚居拉、百居、不居拉、亚居拉夫妻，对吗？ 他们是执帐篷的嘛？ 他们有副业嘛？ 对不对？ 这个执帐篷就是他们的副业。
This next is the couple Priscilla and Aquila. They are tent makers, so they do have this avocation.
你看他们夫妻两个劳苦的服侍保罗，甚至把他们的性命都摆上了。哎呀，这个服侍把自己的性命都摆上了。This
couple served Paul, and even to the point they risked their necks for Paul.
当然他们不但是服侍保罗，服侍众弟兄姊妹。
Of course, they also serve all the brothers and sisters.
再接下去你看，不是讲到劳苦的服侍，劳苦的服侍，劳苦的服侍，对不对？保罗纪念他们，其实我们的神也纪念这些忠心殷勤服侍主的人。
So as Paul continues to mention all other brothers and sisters who labor hard to serve him and as well as other saints, we know that as Paul remembers them, our God also remembers those who serve him diligently, faithfully.
神并非不公义，会忘记了你们所做的，就是因着他的名所献上的恩赐。底下怎么讲？就是殷勤服侍众圣徒。我盼望你们格外的殷勤，叫你们有满足的指望，也知道敌人你们可以领受奖赏、冠冕，对不对？
And also in Hebrews chapter 6, there is one passage we don't pay much attention to. There it says that God is not unjust to forget your work and love, which you have shown toward his name, and that you have ministers and to the saints and do minister. And then Paul continues to say that he wants them to show the same diligence to the full assurance of the hope until the end, until the time when they receive their reward.
弟兄姊妹，因着他的名所献的爱心，这句话非常重要。好多人有爱心，都是为着自己的名，为着自己的荣耀，为着自己的利益，甚至于为着财富、财宝。 所以这里讲得非常清楚，是因着他的名所献的爱心，这是金银宝石的工程。Brothers
and sisters, the verse that says the love that they have shown to the Lord is very important because today a lot of people seem to show a lot of love, but that's for their own glory, for their own fame, for their own benefits. But here. It's extremely important. The love should be shown toward the name of the Lord. And this is how they receive the reward. And this is the true service whose nature is gold and silver and precious stone.
弟兄姊妹，不但新约注重侍奉，你看看旧约也是一样的。
So brothers and sisters, not only in New Testament, it emphasizes so much on services to God. In Old Testament, we could see the same teaching.
你去看看《生命记》，Deuteronomy，《生命记》十一章第十三节，《生命记》十三章第三节，你去看一看。
If you read Deuteronomy 11:13 and Deuteronomy 13:3, you will see.
《生命记》第十三章十一节讲什么？他说：“你们要遵守神的诫命。” 接下来，你们要爱耶和华你们的神。底下一句什么话？尽心尽意侍奉他，你们就可以得福。
11:13, that if you, Deuteronomy 11:13, and Moses says that if you follow God's commandments and serve Him, love the Lord your God, and with all your heart and with all your soul, what Moses says next is all. He spells out all the blessings.
什么叫爱神?
What does it mean to love God?
还有呢,就是尽心尽意来侍奉他。
To love God means to follow His commandments and then to serve Him with all your heart and soul.
要什么？要尽心尽意爱耶和华你们的神。接下来就是讲到要敬畏他，要侍奉他，要遵守他的命令，要专靠他。所以一个尽心尽意爱主的人，侍奉是离不开的。你说你是尽心尽意爱神，你有没有好好的尽心尽意的侍奉他，不是他，这是一个关键。
And then in chapter 13, we see that Moses says that you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. What does that mean? That means you need to serve Him, follow His commands, and also to follow His commandment, to cling to Him, to fear Him.
你再去看旧约最后一卷书马拉基第三章，一共有四章嘛，第三章的第16节讲什么？ 怎么来区别一个个人，怎么区别一个义人，就是看你侍奉还是不侍奉。
And also the last book of Old Testament, Malachi 3:16, that how do you tell the wicked from the righteous? It all depends on whether this person serves God or not.
并且讲神的面前有一本纪念册，纪念册记什么？ 所有敬畏他的人，思念他名的人，就是一个侍奉他的人嘛，对不对？神怕忘掉，不会记下来，就说明他不会忘记你的，你的侍奉。And
also, there is a scroll of remembrance before God. God records all those who fear Him and remember His name. So don't you be afraid that God might have forgotten you, your service. No, because He has the scroll of remembrance to record everything.
恶人是什么人呢？恶人当然就只知道侍奉自己嘛，自己的肚腹就是他的神嘛。他们说侍奉就是马门嘛，马门就是他们的神嘛，所以他们是恶人嘛，就是没有悔改的罪人嘛。
Who are the wicked? Those are the unrepentant sinners whose God is their belly. And whom do they serve? They serve themselves.
好，最后我们看见保罗，先提摩太后书第4章，我们知道他离开他被提到这个第三层第六年就多少年了，他现在要关第二次关到监狱里，他知道他要杀头了，他要殉道了。 现在不是他的拣选，是神的拣选，他逃不了的。神拣选你，要你死，你逃不了。所以他不害怕，杀头是最痛苦的。他没有，他唱作凯歌，为什么？伤心临门。第二就是他要得到冠冕，现在他有非常的把握，他可以得到冠冕。 得到公义的冠冕，一个呢，他现在可以临时与基督同在同住，好的，怪不得他唱着凯歌，面对着死刑。
Now, lastly, as Paul wrote 2 Timothy, this is the time when he was imprisoned, and very soon he would be beheaded, be martyred. And this is the time God has chosen for him. He will never escape from this. It's destined. Was he afraid? You know, beheading is the most painful thing. But no, Paul was actually singing this victorious song because the double portion of happiness will soon come upon his head. First, he will receive that crown of righteousness. Second, he will be with the Lord he loves, which is far better.
哥林多后书是十四年，格林比书再加上半年，六年到半年。现在写提摩太，他第二次要加上大概六年，他已经差不多七十岁了，他还是记忆犹新的那一个美好的光景，在第三层天，他没有一点点的忘掉。哎呀，这个味道！所以他拿到冠冕，他是不是个得胜者？当然是一个得胜者。所以你看见吗？这段我为什么还有负担？因为他这个同我今天的题目得胜者还是有关系的。
Now, when Paul wrote the Second Timothy, he is in his 70s. Wrote 2 Corinthians is 14 years after he had the experience of being stoned to death. And then when he wrote the Philippians, you add 6 or 8 more years. And then you add few more years to the time when he wrote this 2 Timothy. Now he is about to receive his crown.And that he will surely become an overcomer.
好，现在我们要进到那个新的题目，得胜者了。还有大概十几分钟的时间，不要紧的。这个题目大概我最少要讲4次到5次。
And now you understand why I mentioned some of the message I spoke before. Now we have about 15 more minutes, and we shall now enter into our new topic.
弟兄姊妹，我盼望弟兄姊妹好好的看启示录。
Brothers and sisters, I hope you really study very thoroughly this book of Revelation.
启示录一共22章。
There are 22 chapters in it.
我们把第一章到第三章提到7次，得胜者，这个得胜者是将来能够得到什么的？对不对？有7次提到，我们就把这个第一章到第三章我们放在一边。
Now in the first 3 chapters, it mentions overcomers 7 times as to what they will receive when the Lord returns. But for the time being, we will lay aside these first 3 chapters.
还有19章。
We still have 19 chapters.
19章有14提到得胜者。
And in them.10 times the word overcomer has been mentioned.
2次是羔羊的得胜。
2 of them refer to the overcoming of the lamb.
讲到众圣徒教会的得胜。
And 8 times refer to the overcoming of the saints
and
of the church.
启示录会给你很大的安慰，给你很大的鼓励，叫你对着得胜更有信心。
So if you read Revelation, it will give you so much comfort and encouragement, and you will be more confident of your overcoming.
我把里面所有讲到的得胜，我大概跟弟兄姊妹交通4到5个得胜者，就是在整个这个余下的19章里面。
Among the 10 overcoming mentioned in the 19 chapters, I will mention 4 or 5.I will fellowship with you on the 4 or 5 overcomings.
其他一半弟兄姊妹自己去找。
And the other half, I will ask you to look into them by yourself.
不要忘了启示录第一章第三节第四节说，把念着书上预言的，凭借而真行，其中所记载的，这人是有福的，因为任其尽了。
So do not forget in Revelation 1:3, blessed is he who reads and those who hear the prophecy of the book and do the things written in it because the time is near.
有福就是快乐嘛，我刚刚讲的就是 hell 嘛，就是快乐嘛。你去好好的念，你就非常高兴。为什么？你是个得胜者。
Now, blessed, as I mentioned before, which means happy.And hell its original. So when you read the book, you will be full of confidence and be very happy. You will be more assured that you are an overcomer.
我今天提一段，那就是刚刚我念的启示录十七章。
Today I just want to mention one thing which was read before in chapter 17.
羔羊必得胜，羔羊是万王之王，比作羔羊的就是蒙召被拣选有忠心的，他们必要胜。
That the Lamb will overcome them, and He is the Lord of Lords, King of Kings, and those who are with them are called chosen, the faithful, they will also overcome.
弟兄姊妹，你是不是蒙召的？
Brothers and sisters, are you the call?
你是不是神所拣选的？
Are you the chosen ones?
当然， of course.
Of course, you are.
绝对没有问题。
Without any question.
以弗所第一章九个父，第一个父就是在创世以前，他就拣选了我们，叫我们在他的面前成为圣洁，没有瑕疵。这是第二个父，第一个父就是创世以前，就是拣选了你，拣选了我。
Now Ephesians tells us the nine heavenly blessings. The first one is that He has chosen you and me before the foundation of the world. The second one is that we should be perfect without blame before Him.
第三加后书第二章那里有一段话说，他起初就拣选了我，叫我因信正道，又被圣灵感动，叫我成为圣洁，以至于叫我得救。他用福音召我们到这个地步，叫我们可以得着主耶稣基督的荣光。And a 召一个拣选，看见吗？
And also in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, the verse tells us that God from the beginning has chosen you for salvation through the sanctification of the Spirit and faith in the truth, to which He has called you through our gospel to obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. In this passage, you read the word called and chosen.
约翰福音十五章，主耶稣怎么对门徒说？不是你们拣选我，是我怎么拣选了你们，差派你们去结果子，叫你们的果子能够什么长存？这就是保罗刚刚讲的结果子，成就那果子的功夫，我就不知道挑选什么，这个就是侍奉嘛。传福音嘛，对不对？拯救灵魂嘛。
In John 15, our Lord also says that it's not you who chose me, but I chose you to bear fruit, so that your fruit will remain. This is the same fruit that Paul is speaking of. If he continues to remain in the flesh, that means the work of the fruit of his work. So Paul.Says that he doesn't know what to choose.
你还可以看许多的地方讲到拣选神的拣选。
And this work of fruit means to share the gospel, to serve God, and in many references you could read about this fruit, a work.
他的拣选一定是召，他呼召的一定是他拣选的，不会他拣选不呼召你，不会召你不拣选你，不会。
My point is, he has called you, and then he will choose you. It's the same the other way around. He will never call you and not choose you.
今天没有时间了。
Today we're running out of time.
有弟兄姊妹一定反对我刚刚讲的一段话。他说：“你看嘛，他不应二十二章最后主耶稣怎么讲的？招的人多。”线上的人什么？线上的人少嘛？这不是主耶稣讲对我们的比喻吗？二十二章吗？我想下次我来通知你们怎么解释，很重要。
As soon as I have said, I know many of you will oppose what I just mentioned. That once you are called, you are chosen. You will tell me that Matthew 22 doesn't our Lord say that many are called, few are chosen? I can only answer your question next time when we come back together.
讲到蒙召呢，圣经里你去找更多更多了。
There are so many references about being called in the Bible.
你去看这个 这个罗马书第八章
Romans 8
我们都很喜欢一段话罗马书第十八章二十八节凡事都像效力叫爱神的人得益处就是按他旨意所招的人按照他旨意所招的人他预先知道就预先定下来磨成他儿子的名儿子的形象叫他的儿子在众弟兄之间做长子嘛接下来他预定的就招他们来招他们来的就称他们为义称义的就叫他们什么最荣耀
Romans 8:28 As we know that all things work together for good to those who are the called, who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose, and those whom he foreknew, he predestined them to be the first, be conformed to the image of the Son, and those who, whom he called, he would also glorify.
你去看哥林多前书哎呀讲招讲多少次啊第二章讲四次第七章讲八次讲招一打开哥林多书第一章第一节你就看到保罗和所提议对不对写信给在哥林多神的教会就是在基督里成圣蒙召的圣徒不是做圣徒圣徒他们就是圣徒在基督里成圣蒙召的
And also if you read 1 Corinthians even in chapter 1 verse 1 that Paul called to the Paul called to be the apostle of Jesus Christ to the church of God which is at Corinth to those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus called to be saints called to be saints not called to become saints so in chapter 1 he mentioned 4 times being called and also chapter 7 the calling has been mentioned 8 times
你看哥林多前书第二章怎么讲保罗他说外邦这个叫犹太人要什么圣洁行义的人呢要智慧我们这些蒙召的人呢主耶稣基督总是神的能力是神的智慧蒙召的人
Again in Corinthians chapter 1 we read that Jews request a sign Greeks seek after wisdom but we preach Christ crucified to the Jews a stumbling block and to the Greeks foolishness to those who are called both Jews and Greeks Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God
第七章讲到婚姻嘛然后我们都知道离婚讲到离婚嘛保罗怎么讲的他说你们若是有不幸的丈夫不幸的妻子你是幸的他们不幸的很难相处嘛他们要离呢就让他们离吧不要拘束神召呼我们目的是什么叫我们能够和睦和睦召我们有十二个目的神召我们做什么其中有四个五个目的都是叫我们得荣耀今天没有时间同你们交通你们自己去看看
And also in 1 Corinthians chapter 7 Paul speaks of marriage divorce And he mentioned that if you have an unbelieving spouse, let that one leave. In this cases, you're not under bondage because God has called us to peace. There are 12 purposes of God's calling. 4 or 5 refer to our glory. I don't have time to spell them out. You yourself could look it up.
好，时间刚好到11:30，稍微过了一点。我们反正还有下个月还可以从提供什么技术的来交通的甚至好我们低头一点祷告
Now our time is up We have another 4 or 5 times to continue to share on overcomers Please bow your head and let's pray
感谢恩主以上的一段时间
We give thanks to you gracious Lord
巴不得你仆人所讲的每一句话都是出于圣灵的感动
If only every word from the mouth of your servant comes from the touching of the Holy Spirit.
这个出于
Because only the word that's from your spirit is truly spirit and life. And also every word that comes from your mouth is not without power. May you grant this hindsight in the brother and sister's heart of your word.
主啊，我们能够像耶利米所说的，得着你的话，就像食物一样，我们吃下去。你的话语就是我们的喜乐。
So we could be like Jeremiah saying, "Your word is found, and we eat it, and it has become the joys in our heart."
靠着耶和华的喜乐，就成为我们的力量。
For the joy of the Lord is.The joy of the Lord is our strength. We thank our Lord. Through the Lord who strengthens me, we can do all things. We have this power of endless life. Christ is our life, and this life is an overcoming life.Thank God.
你也允许我们，你总不撇下我，也不丢弃我，所以我们可以放胆地说，主要帮助我们，别不惧怕，谁能够抵挡我们？
You have promised that you will never leave us or left us, so we are bold to say, if God is for us, who can be against us?
就是带领我们，引导我们，看顾我们，给我们力量。
Continue to lead us on.And also watch over us and strengthen us.
感谢主是平安的主，将要将审判踩在我们的脚下。
And thank God, the God of peace, who it will soon trample all the enemies under our foot.
就让你能够得着荣耀。
Lord, glory be unto you.
让你的荣耀能够在我们这些首先有盼望的人能够得着称赞。
That all of us.Who have first hoped in the Lord will be to the glory of our God. May all the grace and peace and also joy be with all the brothers and sisters. May the Lord of peace give you peace everywhere, always. May the glory and honor be to the only God who alone is wise from now on and to forever and ever. Amen.